Step 6. Dealing with anger, frustration, and hurt. We store anger, frustration, and hurt as emotional trading stamps, which we then cash in inappropriately with over-the-top reactions to unrelated incidents, often taking it out on the wrong person. Unresolved anger, frustration, and hurt need to be released in ways that don't harm yourself or anyone else. Hanging on to anger is like sipping from a cup of poison in the hope that it will somehow even the score. That poison increases stress, impairs ability to manage anger, and damages emotional health. Anger is okay. Anger is unavoidable. Anger management is all about appropriate release of anger, not being angry ever. What's essential is to release anger, but to release it in ways which are not harmful to yourself or others. That's why excess alcohol is such a big problem. Under the influence of alcohol, people often displace their anger and hurt stamps onto the wrong person. This is called kicking the cat. Safe anger release is about choosing the right time, the right place, the right way, the right reason, and the right person to be angry with for the right length of time. The release of anger must be without harm to yourself or others. By harm, I don't just mean physical harm. Bullying behaviour, aggression, verbal abuse, and insults can leave emotional scars which last a lifetime or destroy a relationship. You know that old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but nicknames will never hurt me? It's not true. Mums say that to help children deal with the pain of toxic nicknames. Toxic nicknames are also a form of harassment. There's nothing funny about toxic nicknames. People on the receiving end often smile and join in the laughter and pretend it's okay. It isn't. And now follows a selection of safe anger and hurt release methods, including the assertiveness option. I find that some people prefer physical anger release methods, while others prefer non-violent, non-physical release methods. The best anger release methods combine both physical and non-violent release of anger. You should choose and use the methods which you feel most comfortable with. You can write an angry letter. A letter you'll never send. Say in the letter everything you'd like to say, but dare not. If your anger remains, tear up the letter and do it all over again. Keep writing letters until you feel your anger subside. And when you begin to feel free from the anger which is causing you to write the letters, take the most recent version, tear it up into 100 pieces, and flush it down the toilet. And imagine your anger being flushed away, along with the fragments of the letter. Another method of anger release, which has been used for many years, is the two-chair method. I really like this one. Choose a time when you have the house to yourself. Put a cushion on the other chair and let rip. Pretend the cushion is the other person and say or shout everything you would like to say or shout to the other person, but to the cushion instead. Let your anger out. Foul language is essential. And you can beat up the cushion if you want to. Another method of anger release, which has been used for many years, is ranting in private. Ranting is an excellent anger release method and should include lots of swearing. What you do is you rant at an inanimate object, a cushion, a photo, the telly, whatever. If you never have the house to yourself, or you don't want to alarm the neighbours, you can go somewhere quiet. Maybe park up your car in a quiet place where you aren't being observed and have a good rant there. You can rant at whoever or whatever will be helpful. Anger release is helped by the burning of energy. If you're fit enough, vigorous exercise and sport are a good way of releasing angry energy. But exercise alone won't release angry energy. It needs an aggressive element. At the gym, there may be a punch bag, and you should consider getting one at home. When playing tennis, squash, or golf, you can take your anger out on the ball. Jogging. You can imagine treading on various bits of the anatomy of the person you're angry with. Also very effective in anger release is to release your anger violently on an inanimate object. And be careful you don't hurt yourself in the process. You can release angry energy by thrashing a tree stump with a length of hose or hammering nails into a piece of wood. Or throwing raw eggs at trees, or at a photograph of the person you're angry with. You can also do it by putting a cushion on your lap and beating it with your fists. And it's best, if possible, to rant, expressing your pent-up emotions at the same time as you physically release your angry energy. And then there's the harmless fantasy way of releasing anger and frustration towards a particular person or group. Because what you can laugh at, you can't be angry about. And notice I said harmless and fantasy. For example, you could imagine hitting someone over the head with a giant foam hammer, or getting revenge in some other humorous way. One of my clients in imagination sticks a clown's nose on people who are having a go at him. Another imagined calling on the person they were angry with and sticking a custard pie in their face when they open the door. Fantasize by all means, but don't do it. Then there's the assertiveness method of anger and hurt release. Lack of assertiveness is usually a big problem, because passivity or lack of assertiveness leads to unresolved anger, frustration and resentment. Because anger stamps are collected and issues are bottled up. Assertiveness is saying in a non-aggressive and respectful way how you feel and what you think. And the assertiveness method of anger release is about feeling heard, about not suffering in silence, about setting the record straight. The assertive option of expressing your feelings openly should always be considered, but sometimes it may not be possible or too risky. The danger is that the other person will react badly and pile on more hurt. Or it may not be physically safe to express yourself openly, particularly to a bully. If you think you can handle it, choose the assertiveness option and arrange to meet and talk things through with the other person. Or write and say how you feel. However, it's very difficult to write a letter which isn't experienced by the recipient as criticizing them, which will make matters worse. So if you're thinking of sending a letter, maybe get a second opinion from someone whose opinion you trust, whose judgment you trust. If your anger is very deep-seated, it's possible that you may only get partial relief from these anger release methods. In which case, you should definitely consider working with a therapist. One final point. If you find yourself planning to hurt someone, or yourself, it's vital that you get professional help.